This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We're not supposed to judge books by their covers, although we do, of course. That's the point of covers. And that's a big point of Warren Laird's ingenious one-of-a-kind novel, A Life in Books, The Rise and Fall of Blue Mobley, in which we see all the covers of all 101 books supposedly written by the narrator over the last several decades.
I am not the hero some have made me out to be, that I made myself out to be. I violated a sacred trust. If only I understood better myself how I let this happen, and when exactly I started losing my way. I'm still trying to puzzle it out, how a life writes itself, how one thing leads to another without a plan or a map, how a simple compulsion to tell stories turned into something else, twisted this way and that.
So as the novel's hero, this guy Blue Mobley, tells his story, we get a glimpse of each of his 101 books along the way. Lehrer, the real-life author, has designed covers and written excerpts for all the books. You can check out some of the covers at studio360.org. There is fiction, there are art books, political screeds, goofy self-help. There's a book called Outsourcing Grandma, another one called Narcissistic Planet Disorder.
There once was a planet that thought it was the center of the universe. Without a care in the cosmos for anyone but itself, Planet E is now on the verge of going completely out of control.
And one of my favorites is a history of capital punishment for kids in the form of a pop-up book called How Bad People Go Bye-Bye.
Early times when a man did wrong, pull the tab, we threw some stones till he was gone. Then, if someone killed or stole, on the guillotine their head would roll. Nowadays, a prick in the arm, and the bad man can do no harm.
A Life in Books is Warren Laird's 10th book and his first novel. I asked him about his main character, his narrator, his hero, Blue Mobley. Who is he, and what's his story?
He is a writer and artist who finds himself in prison looking back on his life and career, which includes having been a journalist, an experimental novelist, an accidental best-selling author, pop culture pundit, and now unindicted prisoner. He's
a prisoner who's told the story of somebody in the White House that the authorities aren't sure if he's made up or not.
And he's refusing to reveal the name of his confidential source. And, you know, he's a guy who's always trying to tell the story that isn't otherwise being told, of the uncelebrated.
And how many of his 101 books that you've invented are actual book ideas that you've had over the years? Hey, I should do this self-help book. I should do this pop-up book.
I had about a dozen or so to begin with.
That were actual thoughts that you'd stuck in a drawer somewhere for a book you might do one day?
Definitely. And I also had some short stories and interior narratives that I had been writing that found their way into this book, although changed.
So this novel is about Blue Mobley, who is a funny, highly eclectic author who also does innovative book design. He's a native New Yorker. He has these fairly fervent anti-establishment opinions. Sounds, except for the fact that you're not super famous yet and aren't in prison, a lot like you.
Well, Blue Mobley started with my experiences and background to a certain extent, but there's all kinds of things in his story and in his character that really more and more, as I wrote this, departed from me. But then again, I show up in other characters, as do, you know, other people who I've met.
So the DNA you've transplanted from yourself into him, but not he's not a clone.
No. He's much more interesting than I am.
I'll take your word for that. But given that this was, let me hit it out of the park, meta-fictional project, I can imagine that the next one, it'll be hard to top yourself, right, if it's just a normal novel like the rest of us, right?
No, I have a great desire to make something smaller and that will take less time and will be quite pruned.
So you're the designer of this highly designed book as well as the writer. You've created the 100 different book covers to all of Blue Mobley's books, all in different styles reflecting several decades of graphic design history. I suspect you probably are a book collector yourself.
I am.
What do you collect?
I collect particularly works of visual literature. I was recently asked to give my list for a designers and books website, and I focused it on works where the writing and the composition of the writing on the page come together.
So things such as what? From the 20s and 30s?
Dating back to Marinetti and Mallarmé and Gertrude Stein, but also in the contemporary realm, Mark Danielewski's books like House of Leaves and Only Revolutions, which really ask the reader to navigate in unusual ways. Jonathan Safran Foer, Myra Kalman, Joanna Drucker. That makes this a fantastic moment for writers and people who engage in visual literature. That revolution that the Dadaists and the Futurists were talking about at the turn of the last century is really starting to happen now in a way where in regular old bookstores, you're seeing these odd things happening on the pages of novels, maybe now 5 out of 100 books instead of 0 out of 100
Or, yes, books. Or 1 out of 1,000, yeah.
Yeah, and that it doesn't only have to be children's books or cookbooks where we acknowledge the fact that books can be a visual medium just like film is a visual medium and the theater and the stage is a visual medium. And that's what's been, for people like me, sorely lacking in some of the great literature. Of course, I can read many a book that is in the crystal goblet slabs of text, and it works. But
that's not all that you can do.
There's so much more that's possible.
Yeah. Warren Lehrer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt. It's been a pleasure.
The Rise and Fall of Blue Mobley is out now, and you can see a slideshow of Blue Mobley's book covers at Studio360.org.